إن الحمد لله والشكر لله والثناء على الله وسبحان الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، brothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You once again welcome to our tafsir session of this month of Ramadan, 1441 Hijri, that is 2020. Coming away right away from this masjid, Sahaba, here in Kundila Housing Estate, Kano, Nigeria. Let's take the questions we have.
The first question from Adam Aziz. He said, Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. My question here is, I complete my building. The rest money that I collect, should I pay zakat on it?
He said he has finished building his house, maybe.
Yeah.
And what?
The rent money that I collect, should I pay zakat on it?
Okay. He has built a house, and the house he has rented to some people. Some people have hired the house, have rented the house, living in it. Should he pay zakat out of the profit he is making out of the rental? Yeah, if really the money you are realizing from the rent, it's huge, it has reached the nisab, that is number one, and it has clocked 1 year, why not you give zakat out of it? Example, the house you built, you rented it to somebody today. Today is the 10th day of Ramadan, isn't it? The third day of the month of May 2020. So the rental, the profit you get from it, let's say it's 5 million naira. Today you have 5 million naira out of the rental, okay? And this 5 million naira, which is up to the cut, 5 million, has reached 1 year. It has reached 2021 without any need touching it. Yeah, it is zakatable. You give zakat out of it, you calculate, you divide it into 40 thirds, you take 1 over 40, you give zakat out of it. And how? I hope that answers the question. Wallahu a'lam wa bihi tawfiq.
The second question from Modu Kime Bura. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My question here is, I'm a kind of person that priming something, that is crowning something very fast, very fast, and forget very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Say, how do I read Quran and have it in my head?
He says he is the kind of a person that crams something very fast and forgets it very fast. So this is a problem. People are of different classifications and categories. Some people are slow learners. They learn very slowly. But after learning, they hardly forget it quickly. Some cram and memorize fastly, and they also forget it fastly, like in the case of our brother. What is the way out? Allahu alam. But to my own mind, you need the following things. Number one, the speed that you have in memorization is God-given. If quickly you have memorized it, number one, hold it fast. Repeat it constantly. Any knowledge that is repeated there are chances of such knowledge being retained. But if you quickly memorize it and you don't repeat it, surely it slips away, it goes away. So repeat it. Let's say you memorize one ayah. You read يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَيَّنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّا. For example, Ayah 282 in Al-Baqarah. You memorize it, repeat it 30 times. 30 times, it will never go away. Because there is a system, there is a rule that says مَا تَكَرَّرَ تَقَرَّرَ. What is repeated, then it's assimilated. Maybe you quickly memorize and you just forget it. You are thinking that you have strong memory and then you find it out, it has slipped away. Maybe that is the problem. That is number one. Number two, pray constantly. For example, if you memorize something, you should pray like this. Allahumma inni astawdi'uka ma allamtanihi farduduhu ilayya inda hajati ilayhi wa la tunsanihi. O Allah, I am taking this what I have learned in your care, Allah. Preserve it for me. Take it back to me when I need it. Allah, do not make me forget it. Pray like this. Number three, if you are memorizing something quickly and you feel tired or not psychologically ready, stop it. There is what they call point of saturation. If you are saturated, don't stop it. Even the book, don't read it. Because if you try to force it on you, it slips away. These are some of the things I think I will tell you in this connection. Wallahu alam. Next. That's all. Thank you very much. Barakallahu fi nafi. Masha'Allah. Al-Isaku?
No, please. I'm touching with the end of my head.
No. Okay. So we go to the tafsir proper. Please take the qira'ah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا وكم أهلكنا من القرون من بعد نوح وكفى بربك بذنوب عباده خبيرا بصيرا.
Allah, the Almighty, says in Ayah 15 of this Surah number 17, Al-Isra, من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه. Whoever that seeks guidance, whoever that tries to be guided, is doing so for his own benefit. By trying to maintain Allah's way doesn't mean that you are benefiting Allah. The benefit revolves around you. Like in another ayah, he says, وَمَنْ جَهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Allah does not stand to benefit from your being good. The goodness starts and ends with you. So, مَنْ اِهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لنفسه. And again, وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. Whoever that misguides himself, whoever that remains misled, فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا, he he is also going astray at his own peril. وَلَا تَذِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No bearer of sin shall bear the sin of another soul. Does it? No bearer of a sin shall bear the sin of a different sinner. No. وَلَا تَذِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَةٌ. Okay? وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. We are not to punish, you know, a nation without sending a warner. That is to say, each and every nation that deserves being punished, that happens so because we've already sent the messengers, the warners, and they prove unrepentant. They prove intransigent. They prove hydra-headed. So they deserve Allah's what? Punishment. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. If we intend to destroy أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً, destroy a nation, a settlement, a geography, okay, then we command mutrafiha. Who are the mutrafiha? The wealthy, the well-established, the VIPs there, mutrafiha. We command them, but fafasaqu fiha, they commit iniquities inside it. Fahakka alayha al-qawlu, then for that, our word of destruction becomes imminent on them. فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. For that we destroy it totally. تَدْمِيرًا هذا فعل مطلق. دَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. أَكَلْتُ أَكْلَ شَرِفْتُ شَرِيعَنِ. فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا, we destroy it تَدْمِيرًا in every sense of the word. Because they did it. Now, وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. What does it mean? On a clearer note, the mutrafiyah, naturally, you have to be commanded. After giving them the command, amarna mutrafiha, okay, but fafasaqu fiha, meaning they refuse to obey. So they deserve Allah's what? Punishment. Or do you think you will just live the way you desire? The way you wish it? Did you create yourself? You didn't create yourself. Even your finger is God-given. You use the finger in scratching, the irritating, the itching part of your body. So the one that gives you the finger to scratch it, he commands you, you say, I will not obey you. So فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. So al-fisq, fisq is waywardness. Somebody becomes wayward or profligate, he deserves Allah's punishment. So فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا, as you have heard. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحِبْ. Many a times we destroyed nations. Remember the Nohim after Noah alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Your Lord is enough as خَبِيرًا, all informed. بَصِيرًا, all saying concerning the iniquities, the sinfulness of his own servant. Lord will tell Allah, will inform him, your servant did X, Y, Z. He is well informed. He has everything kept. Next ayah.
مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ إنما يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا.
من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد. ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. الله اكبر. Whoever that wants the quick one, that is, this life is called the quick one because it's going to an end very abruptly. Yeah. That's why Allah says, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ يُحِبُّونَ الْآجِلَةَ وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ what?
يَوْمًا
ثَقِيلًا. These unbelievers love, they desire this quick one, the speedy, the swift one. So the same thing here. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْآجِلَةِ. So Allah addresses, Allah calls this world ajila. Very soon you are born. Very soon you grow up. Very soon you grow old. Very soon you die. Then you are no more. Next, you are also born. He grows, he dies. Next, come on. This life, do not waste your time about it. Do what is good for you to benefit from the goodness of this life later. You are facing everlasting life. That is why I have been saying each and every human being has 5 days. يَوْمٌ مَفْقُودٌ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ يَوْمٌ مَوْرُودٌ يَوْمٌ مَوْعُودٌ and يَوْمٌ مَمْدُودٌ. These 5 days are your days. مَفْقُودٌ مَشْهُودٌ مَوْرُودٌ مَوْعُودٌ مَمْدُودٌ. They all end with دُودٌ and out of it. يَوْمٌ مَفْقُودٌ مَفْقُودٌ from فَقَدَ. He has lost it. The lost day, like yesterday, is mafqud. A minute after now is mafqud. It's gone away. It's slipped from you. That is your day. Then you have yawmun mashhud, the present day, the present hour. The hours you are passing through. Like now is your mashhud. It is your yawmun mashhud that metamorphoses to become Yawm al-Mafquud. Your present day and hour is the one that changes to become Yawm al-Mafquud. Because what you do now, after now, is gone. So it becomes Mafquud. So each and every Mafquud was once Mashhud. Am I communicating? After Yawm al-Mashhud, you have Yawm al-Mawrud. Mafquudun, Mashhudun, and then Mawrudun. Mawrudun is the upcoming day. Like tomorrow is Mawrud. So yesterday, today, and tomorrow, yesterday is Mafqud. Today is Mashhud, and tomorrow is what? Mawrud. Upcoming. Do not wait for the Mawrud. Don't wait for it. Walk in this Mashhud. That is when you have the guarantee. You are breathing, you are eating, you are talking, you are socializing, you are whatever. That is your time. Mafqudun, mashhudun, mawrudun. The next is mawrudun, the promised day. That is the date of your death. The date of your DDD. The date of your death, DOD. It's coming. Some are dying. Almost now in Kano, every morning we have the information of somebody is dying. Ya Allah. What is the time? May Allah have mercy on all of us. Then the last day, which is my Mahal Shahid. Yawmun Mamdudun. The extended day. The endless day. So you can see, Al Akhirah is Mamdud. But ad-dunya is qasira, not mamdu. That is my shahid. Yawman what? Mamdu. So whoever that is only interested on this life, al-ajila, okay. Ajjalna lahu fiya ma nasha liman nurid. We make quickly available for him what he wants. But what we want, even if he wants something quickly, we give him from what we want, not what he wants. You can see it. And then liman nurid, for whom we also wish. I hope it is clear. ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدهورا. And then we place Jahannam for him. مذموما يصلاها, to be burned in Jahannam. مذموما worthy of blame. He becomes blame worthy. مدهورا dejected, ostracized. So what is the point then? If you are only after this life, this life is nonentity when you compare it to the actual life to come later. Woman arada al-akhirah. Did you read it?
No.
Woman arada al-akhirah, but whoever that wants al-akhirah, you see, by comparison, al-ajila, al-akhirah. Al-ajila, but this is al-akhirah. Whoever that wants al-akhirah, the last one. Dunya is called dunya li'annaha daniya. That's the meaning. From dana yadunu dunuwan. From there you take the word dunya. That is, it is near, very quick, coming to an end. Allah Akbar. Just like yesterday we started Ramadan. Today is 10th day. Al-ajila. Just I can recall last year, by this time, 3rd of May, you know, I was leaving Nigeria for my usual outside church, just like yesterday. And now look at it. Just like yesterday, people went for Umrah in Hajj and Ramadan, and now it's around the clock. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. That is al-ajira. But woman yurid, woman arad al-akhira, whoever that desires al-akhira, Allahumma ja'alna min murid al-akhira. Not only, oh, I wish al-akhira, wa sa'alaha sa'ayha. And he walks, the type of walk that entitles him to get it. That is the condition. It's not just a vainglorious desire. والله إنني أحب الجنة أريد الآخرة لكن بغير عمل بغير عمل هذا غير ممكن ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب من يعمل سوءا يجزى به. Allah says it's not your desire or the desire of the people to whom the book was given. Whoever that acts irresponsibly will be rewarded accordingly. So woman arada al-akhirah wa sa'alaha sa'ayaha. Okay? Arada al-akhirah, condition number one. And then wa sa'alaha sa'ayaha. And he walks towards it. The type of walk that entitled one for its reward. That's number two. Wa huwa mu'minun. And as a believer. To tell you, even if somebody walks in order to gain God's paradise, but without belief in Islam, it's a waste of time. Yeah. If somebody builds hospitals, he provides water for people, he pays scholarship for kids that are gifted, and on, but as a non-believer in Allah and Muhammad, the Prophet, that is a waste of time in Islam. The condition for you to get rewarded incalculably, graciously, amply in the eyes of Allah is that you have to believe in Allah. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَضْمًا. Whoever that acts righteously, but as a believer. So you can see the condition for you to get Allah's complete reward is iman or belief should be there. Okay. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَالَهَا سَعِيهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعِيهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Such their deed will be amply thanked. It's thanked. Allah will thank their deed amply. Now,
كلا نمد هؤلاء وهؤلاء من عطاء ربك وما كان عطاء ربك محظورا.
كلا نمد هؤلاء وهؤلاء من عطاء ربك وما كان عطاء ربك محظورا. كلا نمد هؤلاء. Each of these categories we mention, we give them increment in terms of our gift. وهؤلاء also this one. من عطاء ربك is part of your God gift and Allah's blessing. وما كان عطاء ربك محظورا. The gifts, the blessed gift of your Lord, Allahu Akbar, is not محظورا. It's not something to be denied to those that are deserving. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين ينتفعون بعطائك يا رب العالمين. انظر كيف فضلنا.
انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا.
انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. Look at it. Look at how we prefer others or prefer some above some.
الله.
That is this life. فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. Somebody is wealthier than someone. You have 20 million, 50 million, 60, somebody has 100 million. All right? You are knowledgeable, you have not, somebody is on top of you. وَفَقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Somebody is very strong, somebody is stronger. Allahu Akbar. That is this life. What can you do? If you want to be in peace, take it easy. Come on, that is Allah's desire. If Allah gives somebody blessing, look at somebody, is on top of you. Unzur, look at it, how we prefer some on top of others. But, walal akhiratu akbaru darajat. But hereafter, the akhirah is greater in terms of grading. Yeah, people are of different grades. But in the hereafter, the grades there are more prominent. Yeah. The only thing is in Al-Akhirah, in Al-Jannah, there is no rancor, no rancor, no malice, that is malicious feeling, no hasad, that is envy. وَنَزَعَنَا مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ وَنَزَعَنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. In the hereafter, the ghil, the negative feeling, the rancor is removed. It is in this life we begin to have trouble. Oh, I'll never talk to you. I don't. You just always go to your face, mocky, no smiling at your face. It's a trouble. But in the hereafter, وَنَزَعَنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. The ghil is removed. So even if somebody is higher than you by 100 million grades, you won't feel anything bad. As long as you are free from jahannam, it's okay. All right? But we ask Allah to give us the base of the paradise.
Amen.
Al-Firdaus.
Amen.
وَلَلْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ. Hereafter certainly is bigger in terms of grade. Okay? وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا. And is greater in terms of preference. Allah prefers others. You see that much clearer, clearly known when it comes to hereafter. Now,
لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتقعد مذموما مخذولا.
لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتقعد مذموما مخذولا. Now, this ayah that we have taken its qira'ah, it represents set of rules, up to 10 or more, in the Quran. From this ayah 22, we start talking about the khatar, the hazard, the danger of associating a partner with Allah the Almighty. Allah starts by saying, لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر. Do not join any God with Allah. إلها آخر. فتقعودا, you end up مضموما بلاتي of worthy of condemnation. مضموما from them. مخذولا rejected. Okay? So that is number one. It tells us do not commit a shirk. That is number one. The second command and teaching is what?
وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه. Another emphasis on the importance of maintaining Tawheed and monotheism. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ, your Lord has decreed أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا, that you shouldn't worship someone but He. Only Allah shall be worshipped. It's just like the previous ayah, لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ. So only Allah shall be worshipped. The first of all commandments is the issue of maintaining monotheism. Number three, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Oh, just taking number one, then number two. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And to your parents show goodness. الوالدين, your mother, your father. These two persons that are the gateway of your coming to this life should enjoy your goodness. إحسانا بالنكرة. والنكرة هنا وجاءت النكرة في سياق النص الموجب. النكرة تفيد الاستغراق. Alright?
Yeah.
Any form of goodness show to your parents. So goodness to your father. Smile at the face of your daddy. Give him from what you eat. Clothe your parents. Give them good houses. They should have good shelter. You see somebody, because he is living in the city, he leaves his parents in dejected places in the bush and the bushy houses in the village, in the countryside, claim while they are old. They are all okay. Make sure where you live in comfort, your parents are more comfortable than even yourself, if it is affordable. If you cannot afford, do it according to your means, according to your ability, because لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. So وبالوالدين إحسانا. إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أفٍ. Should any one of them, that is, إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما, should any one of your parents reach old age, one of them, أو كلاهما or both, it's going to be a trial. فلا تقل لهما أفٍ. Never ever should you tell them oof. What is oof? Oh gosh. To tell them any word of reprimand, don't say that to your father, to your mother. Never. So now, if oof is forbidden, what about something bigger than oof? Can you slap them? A'udhu billah. Can you drag their clothes later? Look, oof is forbidden. What about what? Something bigger than this. إذا كان الأوف ممنوعا فأكبر من الأوف أشد تمنيئا وتحريما. The ulama call this مفهوم الموافقة. مفهوم الموافقة. Because إذا كان شيء منئ وحرم فالشيء الذي أكبر منه قبحا عن طريق المفهوم الموافقة يكون أشد تحريما. So do not say to your parents even a harsh word. What about using your hand in becoming reckless? This reminds me, I keep on telling this story. Some years, up to 8 years back, in this masjid, a lady came to me. Listen to this story. I have mentioned this story. A lady came to me, this masjid. She said, Ya Sheikh, I am here before you with a heavy heart. What happened? She said, my brother, I think same father, same mother, used his hand and slapped our mother.
Yeah.
She said, what? Shocking. Because he took a new wife. In order to please his wife, he slapped our mother. See your mother? Are you sure she is his mother? She said, yes. She mentioned the name he was living with a new wife. I won't tell you the name of the city. So he showed this good, this behavior, barbaric behavior, animalistic behavior. Your mother. And she told me, the mother held her cheek like this in Hausa. Nike wahaka? Nike wahaka? So saying, she fell down dead. Maybe she got heart attack. She could not imagine, oh my son, doing this to me. What kind of life is this? Ya Allah. I can recall, came in Hakka, that again. So he left his city to the city where his new wife was. And unfortunately for him, the house he was staying or living with his new wife, the house belonged to the wife, not his house. Very soon, the relationship went sour. Sour, things went bad for him. The wife asked him, packing, get out of me, good for nothing. She dejected him, she humiliated him, she ostracized him, get out of the house. I'm no longer marrying you. That is number one. The least of the consequence of his satanic behavior. But I told the lady, well, what can I do? I want you to introduce your brother here. I want to see him. Come together with him. And she came here. I looked at him. I said, you are the one that killed your mother. In our I told him. I told him this. Because I had like, what should I do? Should I beat him? The animal, the beast, the reckless man. And he was downcast. I said, well, I cannot come between you and your Lord. It's not my power. But I'm telling you, you did something that will take you to Jahannam permanently if care is not taken. Now you are the one that killed your mother. Oh, shame on you. I told him what I should tell him. And the guy was quiet. That's all I could do. I said, not only that, now you have killed your mother and the mother of your brothers and sisters. Your brothers and sisters have rights on you. You killed their mother. Their mother. You can imagine how they will look at you until you die. Well, I have to warn you. The bath has taken place. The mother is no more. She is no longer. If she were alive, you would have gone to her and cried out. Hold her leg. Mama, I will not raise your leg until you forgive me. The opportunity is lost. An opportunity once lost can never be regained, they say. So I'm just narrating this to you to tell us some of these things happening in this life. Your mother. I even said to him, where is the hand you use in slapping her when the hand was in her womb? Where is it? Ayyuhal miski. Ayyuhal shaitan. I said, well, go to the graveside of your mother, pay her a visit. Take that one as a wasila. Ask Allah to forgive her. And maybe you seek for Allah's forgiveness. Because إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. The man, from all indication, left this mosque with heavy heart and his sister. I have never heard of what happened from then. Today we are getting up to about 10 years. 8, 9, 10 years. I can't recall vividly, but it was me. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. This is the teachings of the Quran. Unlike what you will see in some parts, I once lived in southern part of Nigeria. You will see wonder. You will see a little boy telling his papa na lie. Papa no be so lie, papa. Huh, your father is a lion. His animal like way of living. No civilization. Ya Allah. So in the name of the right of the child, the child is saying hush to his father. Hey daddy, keep quiet. You are an old-fashioned man. In the name of civilization. Not in the house of Islam. Islam is a super system based on civilization. Respecting the parents. In a situation where you have the so-called house of the old people. Not in the house of Islam. A child takes his father at the age of 60, 70, 90, whatever, of him. He goes and pays them visit only from time to time. Not in the house of Islam. So Islam is the only truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Be careful, O young men and women. Know who your parents are. نسأل الله التوفيق والسداد. فلا تقل لهما أف. Don't tell them a harsh word. ولا تنهرهما. Do not bark at them. وقل لهما قولا كريما. Tell them a nice and generous word. يا أبي. يا أمي. كيف حالكم؟ أنتم بخير. أحبكما. يعني nice word. واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة. Bring down the wing of humility out of mercy. It simply means that you should be humble to your parents. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. You should be praying for your parents, telling them, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا, oh Allah, have mercy on my parents. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. As they trained me when I was a minor. You are a minor, a Lilliputian. You are a Lilliputian, just a small kid. They born you, they train you, they fed you, they wash your dirt, they give you everything, they train you. So you should be praying, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. This prayer should be said by everybody, even if your parents are dead. Because even if they die, you are opening a new chapter for Albir Lahuma. Pray for them. Oh Allah, my father, my mother now is in the grave. Oh Allah, lighten their qabr. Or I'll remove any worry in their grave, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Because that means you are a good son. If somebody dies, he only gets reward through seven, what? Channels. One of those channels is أَوَّلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُمَا. A nice boy, a pious son. What if you're not a pious son? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. If they are living between you and your Lord, pray for your parent in the comfort of your room, your situation, because Allah says this, وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ
رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا
رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. This is verse number 25 in chapter number 17. رَبُّكُمْ, your Lord, okay, knows based on the content of your mind. What is in your mind, your heart, your soul, altogether? رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ. Your Lord knows based concerning what is in your own mind. إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ, if ever you happen to be pious, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا, certainly Allah is غَفُورًا, oft returning, oft forgiven, لِلْأَوَّابِينَ, for Al-Awwab. What is Al-Awwab? Al-Awwab is such a servant that returns to Allah always. إِنَّهُ كَانَ أَوَّابًا. That is, if you return back to Allah, you sin. So that's Awwab. Al-Awwab ila Allah. So Allah is ever forgiving for the servant that are returning in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا
إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ
كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا.
I told you this is a set of rules and regulations. First, on Tawheed. Secondly, on obeying one's parent with the details he gave us. Then thirdly, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ, render unto the kindred. That is rule number three. Render unto the kindred his right. Give your kith and kin his right. Okay, that is number four. So number three, wal miskin, and the miskin, the destitute. Give the destitute his right. Wabn al-sabil, and the wayfarer, somebody on a journey. How many rules mentioned? Are you counting?
Five.
You are losing count. At-tawheed. Al-ihsan to the parent. The Qurba, the kindred. Three. Al Miskin, the destitute.
Four.
Ibn al-Sabil, the wayfarer.
Five.
Wala tubadhir tabdhira. Another rule.
Six.
Do not squander your money in squander mania. That is tabdhir. What is tabdhir? Tabdhir is wasteful spending. Or squander mania. What is squander mania? You squander money. All right. Somebody goes to restaurant. Hey, give me one dish of food, 10,000 naira. One dish, 10,000 naira. The guy only eats one, two, three mussels, and the rest are thrown in the garbage. Is it tabdhir?
Yes.
Of course, this is squandermania. So do not commit squandermania to squander your wealth. Wastefulness. Let me ask you. Somebody has 20 cars alone. 20 flashy, expensive, exotic cars. 20. Is that tabdhir? Somebody will say, but you see, Malan is a big man. His own status entitles him. 20 cars? Can he enter all these 20 cars at a time?
No.
He's in the car number one, car number two. This is madness. Somebody with about 200 cars. Can you put two cars in your head?
No.
Go and do it. Let me see. You become mad. So we are seeing there can be sheer sukunda mania. Allah says, "Wala tubazir tabzira." That is why smoking shantaba is a good example or a bad example or good example of what? At-tabzir. Somebody lightening a cigarette, importing fire into his stomach. He is the one saying, waqina azab an-nar, but he is taking an-nar into his own stomach. What kind of common sense is this? It is tabzir. So do not be wasteful. Do not be a squanderer. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Do not commit an act of squandering one's wealth, tabzira, in the act of sukandamania. Because إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ, the squanderers, كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, are the brothers of the Satan. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ what? كَفُورًا. And Satan is ever rebellious against his law. Satan is always rebellious. He rejects Allah constantly. So if you spend your money wastefully in style of satanic sukundamania, you become a brother of the Satan. Wa na'udhu billahi an nakuna min ikhwan ash-shayatin. Nas'aluhu tabaraka wa ta'ala an yahfazana ويحفظ ديننا وعقيدتنا ويحفظ عرضنا وأن يذهب عنا هذه البلايا والكوارث والأوبئة إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين We meet next إن شاء الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله